Welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a podcast brought to you by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Sharing with us today is Larissa Snorek. Laurie is a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Carlisle, Massachusetts. Today's lift can also be heard in French, German, Portuguese, and Spanish.
The weekend of a friend's wedding, the Christian Science Sunday church service was on the subject, Ancient and Modern Necromancy, alias Mesmerism and Hypnotism, Denounced. The service had been listed in the weekend program as one of the events, so two members of the wedding party, who knew nothing about Christian Science, checked it out. Seated directly in front of them during the service, I worried that the language or subject might seem strange. After the service, I invited them to honestly share their impressions of the service. I was prepared for polite but perhaps quizzical observations from them at best. Instead, they looked really happy. One said, "This is exactly what I've felt all my life and had never been able to put into words." The other agreed. That was an awakening for me, and it put to rest any limited notions of how hearts can be touched by Christian Science. In Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy describes this divine science as a flame with divine love. Divine love being another name for God. How natural, then, that a heart receptive to God's goodness would be on fire when touched by that goodness, as those two individuals were in church that day. The childlikeness that renders our hearts receptive to divine truth is not childishness. Qualities of God are constantly being renewed and unfolded in expansive ways. As we foster a willingness to experience them, just as a little child is eager to learn and take new steps, we realize more of the harmony and government of God. We can experience the kingdom of God here and now and feel our hearts on fire for all that love is giving every moment.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2023.